The pleasures of fall are many. Nights by the fireplace, the beauty of leaves changing colors, and the comfy textures of the season. And then there's the festivals. You get a festival, you get a festival, we all get a festival this weekend. The 17th annual Midtown Village Fall Festival happens on Saturday, encompassing the blocks from Broad to 11th and from Market to Spruce. Expect live music, arts, crafts, and cocktails from participating retailers, bars, and restaurants in the area. At the Fishtown Fall Feastervale on Frankfort Avenue Saturday, there'll be more of the same with 125 bars and restaurants on board, a celebrity dunk tank, carnival games, and live DJs. It goes from noon to 8 p.m. from Girard Avenue to Palmer Street. Creativity is the focus at two more festivals on Saturday. At the Mount Airy Arts Festival, art-making stations in a variety of disciplines, including painting, quilting, drumming, and music, provide an interactive experience at the Allen's Lane Arts Center. The free fest is from noon to 4 p.m. Mural Arts celebrates its 40th anniversary with its Roots and Reimagination Festival at Love Park. Food trucks, DJs, and naturally, art demonstrations are on the schedule. It's also free, and it goes from 1 to 6. We'll have info on even more festivals, including the Delaware River Festival happening in Philly and in New Jersey, on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. WHYY's own Jennifer Lynn will be on hand to celebrate the station's 70th anniversary and All Creatures Great and Small on Saturday. She's hosting the Pet Fest at Peddler's Village from noon to 3:30 p.m. A grooming and vet clinic, along with pet adoptions and a pet costume contest, are part of the day. You can feel free to dress up, too. And your leashed or caged, well-behaved pets are welcome to attend the ticketed event. On Saturday, the Hindu festival Ratha Yatra comes to Philadelphia with a procession from 16th and JFK down the parkway to the Art Museum. At Eakins Oval, it becomes a festival with vegan food, music, and yoga, and special guests coming all the way from India. The parade starts at noon, and the celebration ends at 7. Qué bonita bandera, qué bonita bandera, qué bonita bandera, la bandera puertorriqueña. On Sunday, the parkway is the place for, yep, another parade. It's the annual Puerto Rican Day Parade, where the music, culture, and dances from the island are given their just due. It's on Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. Huepa! Music is a big part of the parade and of the cultural landscape of the city. The Philadelphia Orchestra season opens this weekend with performances from Friday through Sunday. Sanjin Cho, heard here in a rehearsal a few years ago, will play Beethoven's Second Piano Concerto under the direction of Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Bruckner's Seventh Symphony will conclude the program. Graham Nash was once part of Crosby, Stills & Nash, one of the bands that created the soundtrack of the 60s and 70s. Now, he's a solo artist with a lifetime of music to share. He'll be at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood with a special guest that has hits in her own right. Judy Collins will join him for a night of stories and music. The show is on Saturday at 8. One of music's most original and compelling voices is heading to Philadelphia on Sunday. Brittany Howard is at the Met in support of her latest release, What Now? The former frontwoman of Alabama Shakes continues to draw raves for her virtuosity. You can see her in person with opening act Michael Kiwanuka at the Met Philadelphia. The show starts at 7:30. What now, you ask? Well, it's the end of Things to Do for this week. If you missed anything or want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday. We hope this weekend brings you all the good tidings of the new fall season. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.